Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph, picking up on Mem Aleph Beis, but about the page. Three lines up from the bottom, Amar Ula. We're now going into the world of trying to figure out how do we know that there's an idea known as Hasra'ah. Where do we find in the Torah that you have to warn someone before they're going to do the wrong thing to be held responsible? Amar Ula, Minayin Lasra'ah min haTorah. Where do we know this idea? Shenemar. We have a pasuk that says, this is about somebody who has a relationship, an intimate relationship with one's sister. Either from his sister, from his father, his mother. And he sees his erva. What are you saying? That the responsibility is just from seeing? How does that make any sense? That is, he's only responsible once he is shown that this is something which is usur. Rashi says shehi erva lo, until he's shown that this is an erva for him. Im enu inyan lekares, if this thing is not coming to teach us kares, Rashi points out v'hai kra gabi kares ksiv. This pasuk is written by kares. Vim enu inyan lechiyav kares. If it's not coming to teach you the chiyav of kares, dadin shemaimu kares is a shemaim de gazach. They decide whether the person is kares or not. V'lo bayasra. The kami shemaya galiyim shogeg hu omezit. Right, the whole reason why we're giving that sra is to make clear over here that this person is not doing this b'shogeg unintentionally, but rather intentionally. When it comes to kares, you don't need to know that because Hashem knows clearly if a person is doing that. So therefore, this can't be talking about kares. Beep, turn the page. My mouth from aleph. Tenele inyan the malchus. So then, let's say that this is referencing the idea of malchus. Says Rashi. Lahasras Malchus, the Shaykh Malchoso, that is that there's Malchus by his sister. These are two things that happen. Someone who's going to be Chayiv Malchus, Karis, can get Malchus through B'nai Adam. Okay, that's one Makor. We're going to see more now. Tana, Ish al Re'eu Lahargo Ba'arma. Pasuk says that when a person will plot against his fellow to kill him, Ba'arma, with trickery. Shehisru bova dain hu mezid. That is, the Lashon is written as v'chi yasidish, when a person will behave in a way which is bemezid. How do you know he's going to be doing that? That is that you warned him and he still continues to go forward with it. That if someone could have had a thought to go do something and then he goes and he does it. Maybe it's done a show gig. How goes the mezid? Good about success. V'chi yasid. Another way that comes about is if somebody actually warned him when he did it. Okay, now number three, the Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Hamotzim Osom Mekoshish Eitzim, the ones who found him gathering up the wood. This is a story that's found in Parsha Shalach, my bar mitzvah Parsha, and what happens, the guy gathered up wood, they say it was the father of, that it was Slavchad, that the father of Benu Slavchad. So Hamotzim Osom Mekoshish Kishish, Rashi says Shekishish Atzma Lodemar, doesn't say that had already gathered. Ella shekoshesh, mikoshesh, la'achas shera'u, matzu, after they saw him, they found him, hayu mikoshesh, umat ham toli v'kach, ella shehissu bo v'adayin hayu mikoshesh. They warned him and he continued doing it. Back in the Gemara, hamotanum mikoshesh, shehissu bo v'adayin hu mikoshesh. They warned him, but he continued to go through with it. And Rabbi Tana, this is number four, al devar asher ina. This is referencing a Naira Hamu Rasa, someone who's a Naira between 12 and 12 and a half. She's engaged and she has a relationship with somebody else. And it says Lashon al Devar, and that is, we explain it, al Iskei Dibor. And so we darshan the al Devar, that there was a warning that happened over there. Utsuicha, now we have four different sources over here. We got to bring all four. Dikas Rechman Achosov, just what about the first one of the sister? Having the Chayve Malkus in, only by Chayve Malkus, you have to go and get Hasra'ah. Chayve Miso is low. When it comes to Chayve Miso, which is much more chomer, you don't need Hasra'ah for that. Kas Rechman Achosov, therefore it writes, V'chi Yazid. When a person is going to plot, I would have said, only it's only by Saif, which someone who's like a murderer who gets punished by Saif, which is Herak the sword, and that's in reference to the levels of the death penalty. One of the Mekel ones, Aval Skila the Chamur, when it comes to Skila, which is more Chamur than Emelo. So you don't even need to be warned, Tzricha. Therefore, you have to write it by the Mekoshish Eitzim and by the adultery in order to teach that even those matzav, you also need to have a warning. You need asura. V'tarti even is skull and lamali. But why do I have to have two of them when it comes to the idea of skila? Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that sreifa is more chamor than skila, so then lasri nisrafim. That's coming to include things of sreifa. Because maybe you would think that sreifa doesn't need a warning. The answer is because it's more chamor. The answer is no, it does. Rabban, according to the Rabbanan, who say that sreifa is less chamor than skila, right? So then milsa the So therefore, you don't actually have to mention the idea when it comes to sreifa. So this is the idea we saw yesterday's daf. Milsa dasa b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav l'krasam. It could have been learned from b'kal v'chomer. The Torah went out of its way still to write it down. Frak the Gemara, v'lichta v'chomer ben iskalim. Why don't we just write it by skila? And then let's learn out from that one to the things that are less chamor. Which ones, says Rashi? The ones we saw. Malkus v'sayef. So you wouldn't have to even write it by them. If they were Al-Khanami, somebody could have been learned from Al-Khanami, the Torah decided to write it out anyway. Okay, we saw in a Braisa yesterday that there's a whole series of questions that we ask over there, and we said, Tana Rabbanan, just go back to Mem Omer B's. Back here in the Temoso, did you recognize whether this victim was a guy or was a Jew? Did you warn him? Was he a Kabbalat? Hitir Atzmo L'Misa, was he Mater himself to Misa? And what does that mean? That means that he has to be told what's going to happen over here. And he has to say, yeah, I know, but I'm doing it anyway. So we say, Minal and where we know that from? Amar Rav, Vitei Mechizkia, Amar Kra, Yumas HaMeis. The pasuk says that the the one who deserves to die should be put to death. It says Rashi, Mashma, Kvar Hu Kemis. He's considered like dead. Kodem Shabala Beizdin. Shechayev Atzma Misa Beir. He's chayev himself Misa with his own mouth. Amar Rav Chanan, Rav Chanan says, Edei Naira Murasa Shehuzma. Let's say you have Edei Naira Murasa. They come and they're testifying that there was a Naira Murasa who had an intimate relationship. And what happens? Shehuzma, they become zomified. And we know the normal thing is whatever you try to do to her is done to you. You're trying to get her killed, so now you're going to get killed. Einarug, and they're actually not killed. Mitoch Shechom Lomar, La'osa Abaylabonu, because they could say, no, the only thing we came to do is to ask her to be with her husband. Rashi says, V'lo Lahar, going to have to come and kill her. Fractimar Vaha Asubab, what do you mean? We said that we warned her. So if we warned her, obviously it means in terms of Gilo Arayos. We're talking about a case where they didn't warn her. Vilo Asaba, if he didn't warn her, then Hechi Mikdala. How could it be she's going to be killed? Doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, V'kevin di lo mikdala, pshita din her lo mikdala, kasher zamam ksif. If she wouldn't be killed, then of course they're not going to be killed because it's kasher zamam, and here there was none. It says, now here be Isha Chavera. Valid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, let's go. Let's talk about Isha Chavera. Let's say, woman who is a very learned woman who knows things. It goes from the world of Yossi, Rabbi Huda, the Tanya. Someone who's in that category doesn't need of a chaver, a chavera, doesn't need asra. The only reason why asra is given is to make a distinction between doing shogig b'mezid, and here obviously this person knows it's done b'mezid. It says Rashi, Bisha chavera, di miktala im lo huzmu. She's going to be killed if there's no hazama. Elu V'inu lo miktali dichol lomer kishabon lebeizin lo lachayv misa skavlin. You say no, we didn't come for a chayv misa. Avli emir asrinu. Then if they said that we weren't, then in Israel lahamis v'sulam asilveim lo lahargobanu. They're not able to get off the hook by that type of thing. Says Gemara, v'kevin dinu lo miktali. But since they're not going to be killed if they are zomified, then ihi echi miktala. How could it be that she's going to be killed? This is the type of testimony which you're not able to zomify. And we know, we've learned in the past, that v'chol edus, where we see this, we saw this, oh, we're going to see this in, later on, we saw in Bava Kamma, v'chol edus, she'iyata yochol azima, any type of edus, they're not able to zomify, lo shema edus, not called edus in the first place. As Rashi points out, that lo shma idus hov ef shalakayim, but you're not able to uphold him. That the pasuk of vidarashta v'chakarta v'darsha shoftim v'hinei aid sheker. The pasuk says that the judges have to question and they find out that this is a false, is a false witness. He testified against his brother. Do to him like he tried to do. Because she's some lassos. And what we're learning out from here is that the edus is only valid if they would become, if they would fall into the category of hazama, if they would be knocked out. So over here, though, if that wouldn't be the case, then how do you compare these now? Then why is the Chanan going to exempt only from being killed, but not the woman? He says, "Man, ha Chanami kamar." That's exactly what he's saying. She's also not going to be killed. This is Edus, which you're not able to zomify. In fact, the Gemara, Ela Beisha Chaveira, that's what you're dealing with. The Kaimalon Demikdala Libid Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, we say that even without a warning, she's going to be killed according to Rabbi Yehuda. How are you going to find such a case that exists? Right? If the Edom can't be zomified, then she's never going to get to a point where she's going to be killed. And for the Gemara, Kishizinto Chazazinto, we're talking about the fact when she was Mizana with someone, and then she went back to Mizana with that same person, and then it's not coming to Asa her. To that person, because we're not there. Sorry, she was mizana with somebody else also. Now that the Gemara says, right? Rashi says the hanach it is nus sheni eichon lomel osar banu shahaya kfar neaseres miznus rishon v'lo bal elahargel. The reason they're coming is to kill her. Says when they could say lo osar baila abola sheni banu. She's coming. The only thing we're coming to do is to say that she's asked to be with that second person she was mizana with. Right, and that is like we saw. Rashi says, "Bachin va'yichon lomar lo sabay l'shein bo'al l'sheini banu." The kaimel mischasota of chafafim beis mi v'nitma shtei pamim kishim she'asura labayla kachasur lebo'al. If a woman is who's married has a relationship with someone who's not her spouse, so she's not only asked her husband, also the person she has a relationship with. So therefore, they could be saying, "Oh no, we're just coming to say this asur to the other person." Says the Gemara. Okay, so no. What we meant is Shazinta Mibal Rishon, that she was Mizana, again, with the first person she was Mizana with. She's already also to him. She was married, had a also relationship with Bob. Then she did it again with Bob. She's already also to Bob, so therefore, clearly it's coming to, so you're not coming to say to Aser her to him, therefore it's for me, so therefore they would be, they would taka be zomified. Inami, she sent to me krovah, or she was mizana with one of her relatives. Rashi, she asur lahem mishum erva. She was already asked to them, so it can't be to say to asur them because she was asked to them already. So in these type of cases, that's what we could talk about. That even without the warning, the chavera is going to be, this is going to be a case where the zomimim will be killed because it's clear it's about to have her killed. First thing was a technical question over here. Maishna Naira Murasa Naka. Why the Gemara decided to use the case of a Naira Murasa, an engaged Naira? Our feeling is tsunami. Even if she was married already, it would be the same din. So the Gemara in. Ela filu hai de lo yasva tose yichol lomer la osa baila banu. That's true. But what Rav Chanan wanted to teach is that Edom that are zomified even against a Naira Murasa wasn't yet living with her husband. Maybe you think that in such a case, the marriage hasn't yet been consummated, that the Edom, they're not coming to, ask her to the husband, because she's not even living with her. And therefore, he's telling us that even in that case, Zomim, who get out of being killed, can get out by claiming, no, we're not just trying to get her killed. The only thing was to ask her to her husband. That's it. They're able to get out of it by saying that they're trying to do. Amar Rav Chista. Now we said that it's due two sets. This is Drishos and Chakiros. The Chakiros, these are intense. If there's a problem with it, then it's done, skis. Drishos, though, they don't have to knock it off unless it's a contradiction. Amar Rav Chista. Echad Omer B'Sayif Hagu. If someone says, yeah, he killed the guy with a knife. Echad Omer B'Aririn Hagu. And someone says, no, he killed him with an axe. Says Rashi. Yeah, it's an axe. Then we have a problem. Their testimony is no good. He's off the hook. Rashi says there's no hazama either because the thing is totally disqualified. They do some betelov who vehein peter miyad. Echadom akelov shcharim. If one of them says that his clothing were black, vechadom akelov levanim, they're white. Harizah nachon, it still works because that's not an integral part. Rashi says the lo shaychi bedikos achishet. Elabagufo shall edus. Only something is going to actually impact the edus itself, and that doesn't. Meisvei frakta gemara. We have a price that says nachon. The pasuk says with the rashi v'chakarta v'shalta heitevini emes nachon hadavar. And what does that mean? Nachon shei nachon. Echadom b'sayif hargum. Echadom b'ariron hargum. One says he killed him with a knife. The other one says he killed him with an axe. Echadom b'kelev shcharim. One says that his clothing are black. Echadom b'kelev levanim. Eitz nachon. This is no good. The testimony therefore is out, which goes against what we just said. And for the Gemara, Tirgum Rav Chisda besudder shechanu kubo. Rav Chisda explained that Braisa with the sudder, the handkerchief that was used in order to go and to strangle the person. The hainu sayif ariven. And then this is like a similar case to that of sayif ariven, the knife and the axe. So now when one says black, one says white, it doesn't mean what clothing they're wearing. It means what they used in order to kill the person. Tashima, let's try again. Echadom sandalov shchar. One says his shoes are black. Echadom sandalov levanim. Ain't a nachon. That's not called nachon. According to Rav Chisda, we shouldn't care about that. This is going to hasam nami. Can go and shabbat to bob a sandalov hargo. It's talking about a case where you use a shoe to kill him. Therefore, it's important. Tashima, let's try again. Ma'aseh upatuk ben zakai ba'uktzeteina. Oh, we saw this on previous staff that. The story is about Ben Zakkai that he checked the Edom in reference to the stems of the figs. How thick were they? How thin were they? Right? And he came along and he asked them, and seems to be that this is irrelevant. We're talking about a case where this isn't talking about murder. Right? This is talking about a person who cut it off, and therefore it's an Isser Shabbos. So as she says that So what happens? He's killed for that on Shabbos, and therefore it makes a difference exactly what they're saying. But we learned in a braisa that Amr lo tachas te'ina hargu. It says that under this te'ina he was killed. So we're talking about a case of murder and not of Shabbos, and therefore that's an irrelevant point. Elam Rami Bar Chama, Kigon Sheshipto B'Yichud Shel Te'ina. Talking about the case where the testimony is that he stabbed him with the Yichud of Te'ina, the shoot of the fig tree, and therefore it actually is relevant to the actual case of the murder. Not a side point, it's an integral point. Toshima, Frektigmar, hold on 1 second though. That can't make any sense because the Amr Lahem, Bezakai says to the Edom, Te'inazu, Uktseha, Dakin Uktseha, Gassin, were the stems thin or were they thick? Te'inim, Shchorus, Te'inim, Levonos, were they white or were they black? Says Rashi, Al Karchach, but Te'inim, Atzman, EF Shalhar, you can't kill with the actual dates themselves, right? It's only with like the shoots of the figs that you can do such a thing. They can't do it with that. Not able to do with the figs. Therefore, the colors are not relevant. And Mizake was still trying to find issues with those points in order to invalidate the testimony. Elam Rav Yosef mi Ben Zakkai losef inish. Losef inish? Can you go ahead and bring anything from Ben Zakkai? Shani Ben Zakkai. That case is, he's different. The Bedikos kechakiris mashvilei. He compares Bedikos to chakiris. Rashi says, Livdoch. He holds her on the same level there, so you can't go ahead and bring us a raya from Ben Zakkai. My Ben Zakkai, who's Ben Zakkai? Elim Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. You have a Sanhedrin. Was he in the Sanhedrin? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived for 120 years. 40 years he was involved in business. 40 years he shtagged. 40 years he taught Torah. Vitanya, we learned in a brisa, Abayim Shana Kol Chorim Bayis, so 40 years before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Golsus and Hedge of Yosel Becharus, as Hedge was in Golos, was exiled, or exiled itself, and went to Chanus, which Rashi says is Makam Yerushalayim Chin Shmo. Vomir Yitzchak Bar Avdumi, Avudimi, Loma Shalom Danu Dine Kenasos, meaning that they no longer dealt with Dine Kenasos. In fact, the Gemara Dine Kenasos Halkadaitach, Ella Shalom Danu Dine Nefashos. They weren't done Dine Nefashos. Rashi says, She'ein Dine Nefashos Bechol Makam, Ella Bochan Sanejan Ohegis Blishch Sagazis. Right, that's the only place that it can be done. So says the Gemara. Now, Utanan, and we learned in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Hiskin. He said he decreed certain things. Now, since Yochanan ben Zakkai was alive after the destruction, it couldn't be that he's ever involved in Dine Nefashos. So it can't be we're talking about over here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ella ben Zakkai de Alma. Right? It was a different type of, different person named Ben Zakkai, who was involved in the Sanhedrin. Hachin ben Mistaba, di Sakatat of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Korele Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, would have called straight up. Would we have called him Ben Zakkai? Of course not. Tanya says, hold on one second. Maiso, Batuk Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, books it to Enim. We have a case where it says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he checked it to Enim, he checked the stems. Oh, it says straight up, Yochanan ben Zakkai was involved in it. Must be our Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So why does it call him straight up Ben Zakkai? And not only that, but how could it be he's involved in Dine Nefashos? Ella Talmud of Yosef Nei Rabbo Havo. Rather, Dine Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbo, Va'amar Milsa, and Rav Yochanan said something about checking the witnesses, examining them with the stems of figs. Mustabu Taima, and the judges thought that there was a good shtickle toyer over there, right? They liked what's going on. Beep, turn the page. Amem Aleph Amabes, Ukvo Bishmein, they established this din in his name. Kav Lamad, while he was still steiging, Ben Zakkai, Havakari Betlei, they just called him Ben Zakkai, Ketamad Yosef Nirabo. Kav Alime, when he's teaching, Havakari Le Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Kikari Le Ben Zakkai, Hashem de Meikara. So when the Mishnah calls him Ben Zakkai, it's talking about what he used to be called, Vikari Le Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Hashem de Hashta. It was once he, you know, at the current state when he was now teaching. So ultimately, the answer is that during his stages, 40 years of learning, they called him Ben Zakkai. And he was the one who wasn't actually on the Sanhedrin, but one of the Talmidim there. And that's why, that's how we could say this din is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. We said that, Maiso Badak V'chuluma ben Chakiros. What's the difference between Chakiros and Drishos? If you don't answer one of the Chakiros, you're done. But if you answer one of the Drishos, then it could be okay. Maya filu shnayim omru. Now, what does it mean when the Mishnah says that even if two witnesses say, we don't know that we uphold the testimony, pshita, ki amri echad in yodea, edusen kayemes, ki amri beitrei, nami edusen kayemes. If one person says that I don't know, then edus is going to be mekuyim. So when two say it, then it also is going to be mekuyim. It says Rashi, "Dilo amar echad in yodea, my rabuse came with amar chaveru in yodea. Zelo myla b'zomarod. Nothing switched over there. Rav Sheshes Aresha Kai. This is going back on the beginning of the Mishnah, which said that v'achikar mesim means to say, but chakiros. When it comes to the chakiros, you know the standard necessary questions that afilu shnayim omim yodanim. Even if two say we know, v'echad amin yodea, one says I don't know. You have three edim that come at the same time. Says Rashi, shayishlosha, and this material is batal. Come on, who's that going like? Rabbi Akiva, the makish shlosha l'shnayim, who compares three to two. This we've seen a few times. We didn't get to it yet to the mesach, but mesachas makas. About why does it say in the pasuk two or three edim? So he compares three to two. That even one is out, then all of them are out. Amarava vaha edusan kayamis katani. But our Mishnah says that the edus is mekuyim. So if the Mishnah can't mean that if one of the three doesn't know to the answer to the seven questions, that it's all no good. Ella amarava chakamis means to say afilu b'chakiros. Even with the chakiros, shnayim omer miyodana. If two say we know, vechad omer yein yodea, edusan kayamis. Even in those, it's going to be kuyim. Come on, like who? Delo Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Akiva.
Rav Kahana, Rav Safa, Tanu Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba. They learned Sanhedrin by Bei Rabba. And Pagabahu Rami Bar Chama, he came one day. Yomelu, he said, he asked them, "My Amrisu Baba Sanhedrin de Bei Rabba." So, what's going on with you guys? What do you guys have to do learning? Says Rashi Chomer, Machidash Atamorim, Sanhedrin Beis Adam Gadol Kigon Rabba, Yishlechem El Chadesh Baharbe. Give me some sort of Chiddush that you guys are learning. Amri Leh, they responded, they said back to him, the Umay Amrinan Bab is Sanhedrin Gredusa. So what would we say about Sanhedrin if says Rashi, Ma Yesh Lanu Lomar Ilu Loyinu Lameidim Pi Chacham Kokach, Heche Yesh Lahakos Ba, Ma Kusha Lecha. In other words, like, you make it sound, it's like, if we wouldn't have learned by him, we would have learned by ourselves, that we wouldn't have had a way of answering. My kasha, like, what exactly is your question over here? Amalhu mehad katani, he said, that which our Mishnah taught, ma ben chakiris labedikos, what's it mean, saying the two chakiris, echad omein yodea, edus ometela, if one says, yes, no, that it is batal, bedikos amar chadin yodea, but bedikos says, I don't know, the filu shnaim omein yodea, if two say that you don't know, edus akeem, the edus is mekuyam, and mechti, edividi doraisi, let's see. Both these questions are midoraisa. Says Rashi with Dorashta v'chakarta. Hava hadoraisa. K'detani le'el nachon shehin nachon echad omer kelev shchorim etc. The hainu b'dikos nachon shu devarim mechuvarim. Both of these are coming from the raisa source. Ma'ishna chakiris, ma'ishna b'dikos. What is there a difference between the two of them? If one knows, one doesn't know, it should be the same for both of them. So they say ami le'ei ahachi ashta. You want to say that they're the same? Chakiris amar echad eini yodea idus ametela. The havila idus yata yochal azima. When it comes to chakiros, a person says, I don't know, then it's batal because it becomes something at the efshal azima. Medikos amar echad meyam eini yodea idus akayim is mekoyim because idus yata yochal azima. It's still an idus, you're able to be mezim, so therefore it's not a problem. Amar Luis is back to Yahachi amisiba, tuva amisiba. If you say this about Sanhedrin, then you're saying, this is a big deal over here. In other words, so they said back to him, Amrilei mitibusei demar mina batuva. Because of how good you are, we're able to tell you a lot about Sanhedrin. Min zihusei demar lo amrinan ba velo chada. But if you would have come at us with like an intense intensity and critical, then we wouldn't have been able to answer anything. Says Rashi, mitibusei demar mina batuva machma shatato ve'inov. We said a lot, but we wouldn't be able to answer anything. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.